join Darlene Salen now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
A woman had her picture taken by the local photographer. A few days later, she went back to see the proofs and to make her selection for the final portrait. But she was very disappointed with the pictures the photographer had taken. "Sir, these pictures do not do me justice," she exclaimed. "Madam, it's not justice you need, but mercy." We laugh at that, but honestly, we're all in the same position. Because none of us is perfect, we need mercy, not justice. And when we come to God for that mercy, we have come to the right source. The Bible says the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. God's mercy refers to His tender compassion, His pity, and amazing kindness that He shows toward undeserving men and women who are in great need. God's mercy is His total giving of Himself to help fallen, suffering human beings. If you feel your sin is too great for God to forgive, be encouraged. There is tremendous hope for you. The psalmist wrote, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy." It's a promise. Listen to this description of our God. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. The good news is that you and I can find God's mercy whenever we need it. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, says the Bible, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
You've been listening to Darlene Salen's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.